thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We worship you. We adore you. We reference your supremacy in our lives. The one that is and is to come. The one that seated upon the throne and make heaven his throne and earth his footstool. We bow down before you this morning. Thank you for bringing us into the first day of February. Fully persuaded that you are the one at work in us, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. To you be the praise. To you be the adoration. To you be the glory. We magnify you. We celebrate your supremacy in our lives. Please accept our thanks and our praise this morning in the name of Jesus. So we are here again this morning to start the month with you, to cut a covenant with you. We know you are a covenant keeping God. You keep a covenant to 1,000 generations. Lord, that which you want to do in this month, in this year, don't elude us in the name of Jesus. That which the enemy wants to do, destroy it in our lives in the name of Jesus. Don't let the enemy have his way in our destinies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. This month, you said, is our restoration of our lost glory. Everything that we've lost in the time past, you will return them back to us. You will restore them back to us. We will recover them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every precious thing, every treasure in our life, every glorious thing that the enemy has stripped us of, has taken away from us, have removed from our destiny. Lord, this month will not pass, especially that we are fasting and waiting upon you, oh God. Lord, before the end of 19 days, you will show your glory again in our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And the people of God will say, shake hands with one person or the other, say, welcome to this glorious month. I celebrate your greatness. The Lord bless you mightily in Jesus' name. Please be seated for a while. We'll soon be out of this place. It's not going to be a long story. Now, this month God has declared it. This year is restoration of destiny, Rod 2017. But each of the months still have their own theme. And so this month is restoration of lost glory. Somebody say restoration. No, say it as if you mean it. Say restoration of lost glory. God will restore back to you every glory that the enemy has turned to shame in your life in the name of Jesus. In 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 21 and 22 this morning. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 21 and 22. And she named the child Ichabod. Ichabod, saying, the glory is departed from Israel because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband. What a tragedy. A woman just delivered a bouncing baby boy. The thing that's supposed to be a joy turned to sorrow. The thing that's supposed to, oh Lord, make her happy, make her sad. The thing that's supposed to make her glorious, happy, joy unspeakable in her life, turned to sorrow, turned to shame, because of the incident that has happened in the whole nation. And the woman said, no, they gave her the good news, but she ignored the good news, and she was lamenting, she was complaining. I'm here to announce to you, every of your days of lamentation are over in the name of Jesus. Every day of your murmuring, the days of your agony, the days of your trouble, they are coming to an end this month in the name of Jesus. And the Bible made me to understand her. Now they said, why has the glory departed? Why will you give back to a thing and you will not be happy about it? Why will you labor for 9 months and at the end of the 9 months, what's supposed to bring joy brought sadness? What's supposed to bring joy brought sorrow? What's supposed to bring joy brought shame in your life? I'm here to announce to you, everything that has bringing shame in your life, I roll them away from your destiny. Everything that has been bringing sorrow, that has been bringing pain, that has bringing calamity into your life, the Lord will roll them away in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, because the ark of God was taken, because our father-in-law, our husband, died mysteriously. And we'll be looking at that throughout this month. And she said in verse 22, the glory is departed from Israel. This is the second time she's saying it in these verses. The first time she said the glory is departed from Israel. She repeated it again and said the glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken. What is the ark of God? It's the presence of God. Now, what God have in mind this month is that which has been taken away, that has departed, that has been removed, will be returned back to you. Where you have been stripped naked, where men have been seeing your nakedness, this month the glory of God will cover it. We'll be talking about Ichabod and the glory departed on Sunday in the larger house. But this morning, I'll be talking about the glory of the Lord. Somebody said the glory of the Lord. As the water covers the sea, so will the glory of God cover you up. Can I hear your loud amen? In Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 3, Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 3, he said, arise. In this month of February, you arise. Shola, you will arise. Titilayo, you will arise. Hello, I said you will arise and shine. For your glory is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. He said, darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness is people. But you, as for you and your family, as for you and your household, as for you and the works of your hand, as for you and everywhere you go, you will arise. Somebody say, I will arise. I will shine, for the glory of God will be risen upon me, will be risen upon my children, will be risen upon my going out, will be risen upon my coming in. Somebody say, I will arise. Make a broad declaration. Say, Shola, you will arise. In your going out, you will arise. In your coming in, you will arise. In the works of your hand, you will arise. The glory of God will cover you as water covers the sea. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear your amen? And the Bible says, please be seated. He said, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise. Who will arise upon thee? No. Who? Are you afraid? Somebody said the Lord. Somebody said Jehovah. We arise on my behalf. Now Jehovah cannot arise on your behalf, and your story was still the same. He said, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Somebody give the Lord a clap offering. What will be seen upon you in the month of February? Shame will be seen. Calamity. What will be seen? Somebody shout it. Shout it loud and clear. What will be seen in your family? What will be seen in your going out? What will be seen in your coming in? What will be seen in the works of your hand? What will be seen in your destiny? Somebody said glory. I make a bold declaration. Upon this scripture, I stand today. Everything that is less than glory is removed from your destiny in the name of Jesus. I make a declaration again for those that have not heard. I speak as God's
Son and God's ambassador every day of your life. Anything short of God's glory that has been seen, I command a replacement of the glory of God to come upon your life in the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, you will see the glory of God in my life. I will see the glory of God in your own life too, in the name of Jesus. Please be seated. We still have a long way to go. And gross darkness. In verse 3, and the Gentiles shall come to the light. Now, hello, sir. Solution is in your pocket. Solution is in your life. Who will come to your light? Darkness. People that are surrounded by darkness. You know the people of Israel were in Goshen. But the whole land of Egypt was covered with what? With darkness. But as for you, any form or traces of darkness will not be seen in your life. For the Lord shall arise upon thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be seen in your life in the name of Jesus. Oh, let me just quickly tell you, anywhere the glory of God is revealed, the presence of God will be made manifest. Number one, what shall be seen in your life? In this month of February, the glory of God shall be a light. It shall be a what? A light. You will not walk in darkness. You will not stumble. You will not be put to shame. You will not, oh Lord, walk in, oh Lord, in shame. This month and for the rest of your life. Revelation chapter 21 verse 11. Revelation 21 verse 11. Having the glory of God, and a light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. In verse 23 of it, of the same Revelation 21, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the lamp is the lamp thereof. I'm here to announce to you, because the glory of God will be seen in your life this month and for the rest of your life, you will be a light in the midst of darkness. Your light will shine. You will be like a city set upon the high hill. You will not stumble. You will not be put to shame. You will not be disgraced. Don't worry. All will end in praise in your life in the name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 40 verse 38. Exodus chapter 40 verse 38. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and the fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout their journey. Now, when the glory comes, it brings the presence of God. And where the presence of God is, there is no darkness, no shadow of turning. I'm here to announce to you what will be seen in your life. Hey. What will be seen in your life? As you go out from today, what will be seen in your life? As you go out tomorrow, what will be seen in your life? In your working place, what will be seen in your life? In your Lord, in your family, what will be seen in your life? They've abandoned you, but what will they see after today? Somebody shall glow. And the Bible says the glory shall be a light unto you. Number two, what will be seen in your life will be like a defense over your destiny. The glory of God shall be a defense. Hello, sir. Anyone that wants to trouble you this month is in for trouble. Anyone that wants to trouble you, anyone that wants to disgrace you, anyone that wants to put you to shame is in for what? Trouble. God will trouble your troubles. God will disgrace your trouble. God will, oh Lord, disappoint your troubles. God will make shame of your trouble. Your trouble will be trouble. For the glory of God shall be a defense upon your life, upon your destiny, upon your going out, upon your coming in. Can I hear your Lord? Amen. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5. Isaiah chapter 4 verse 5. For the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon our assembly a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of the flaming light by night. You don't understand what you're carrying.
as you go this day. Flaming light. Flaming what? Every arrow shot against you, the fire of God will consume it. Every terror that flies by day, nor the pestilence that moves by night, in the noontime, what will all Lord consume it? The flaming light. Somebody say flaming light. By light and upon all the glory shall be what? I didn't hear that. The glory shall be what? Hello, sir. How will I do it? Holy Spirit, help me, help me. How can I give you a pictorial form? Now, brother, come. Somebody to come, come, come. Somebody come quickly. Now, hold it. Come, come, come. Come, sir. Turn to me, brother. Come. I need some people. I need two or three people. Quickly, quickly. I don't have all the time. Come, come. Somebody to come by my side too. It's okay. Okay. You come, come, come. Come, sir. Oh, yeah. Be like a defense. This is a fortified wall. He said, it's a flaming fire. Hello. Come. Go there. Go there. Go there. You are coming. Surround me. Everywhere you go, the Bible says, and the shining of the flaming fire by night shall be upon all the glory and shall be a what? This is an attack from the enemy. Yeah, come. Come and ask me. Do you know anything that is happening? Do you know anything that is happening? Somebody is attacking you by night, but the flame of fire shall be a defense upon you. 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 Upon your household. Upon your going out. Upon your coming in. Upon your trouble. Your trouble will be trouble. Your shame will be trouble. Your calamity will be trouble. Your Lord, oppressor will be trouble. For the glory of the Lord shall be. Give the Lord a clap of faith in the house. Let's look at one more. One more. What will be seen in your life? The glory shall be number one. Number two. A defense. Number three. The glory of God shall cause you to spring. To break forth. To do what? You don't understand. The glory of God. You have been limited. You have been, oh Lord, stagnated. You have been, oh Lord, on this spot. But hear me very well. As this anointing comes upon your life, everything that has been stagnated in your life, everything that has been stationary, everything that has limited you, you will break forth. To the right, to the left, to the front, to the back. In every areas of your life, the glory of God will cause you to break forth. You will break forth out of prison. You will break forth out of shame. Every limitation that has limited your destiny, as the Lord liveth, you are breaking forth. Somebody say, I'm breaking forth. Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58. Verse 8. I love scripture. Scripture cannot be broken. The glory shall be a light, shall be a defense, shall cause you to break forth. Look at this one. Isaiah 58. Verse 8. Then shall the light break forth as the morning, and the earth shall spring forth speedily. Everyone they've given contrary report to by the doctors. You will receive your healing now in the name of Jesus. And thy righteousness shall go forth before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy real reward. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm breaking forth. After Joseph saw the Lord, the emptiest has emptied his life and his business. But Jesus said, come, launch out into the deep. I'm not Jesus now. I'm just repeating what this man loves anointing.
Jesus said, come, launch into the deep, Elijah. And after preaching, he saw what he had never seen before. In all the days of his profession as a fisherman, he has never had such a catch. Hello, sir. In your work, you will see the glory of God. It will spring forth like a springboard, and it will launch you out into the deep. You are breaking forth. You are breaking through. You are breaking through. You will not break down. In the name of Jesus. Let me just give you one. Then I anoint you. Then you go. Holy Spirit. The glory of God that shall be seen in your life shall be like a fire round about you. Okay. I know you have talked about that one, but don't worry. So just write down, shall be a fire round about you. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5. Isaiah, Revelation 15, verse 8. But let me show you something. Number 5. There are like 7 points here, but I'm just going to stop on 5. I just gave you that one because I don't want to jump it. Now, number 5, the glory of God shall be the lifter of your head. Ori miko, ori miko ya, ori miko ya, ele da miko tio dao. No, sorry, permission for those that did not understand that language. My head reject and refuse suffering. Thank you, man. Shame, sickness, my head refuse it, because what will be seen in my life is the glory of the Lord. Now, in Psalm 3, verse 1, Psalm 3, verse 1 to 3, he said, Lord, how are they that increase that troubled me? Many are they that rise up against me. How many of you are in that situation? For no cause, they just want to attack you. Now, God said, I should tell you, I've settled your case. Many, verse 2, many there be which says of my soul, there is no help of me in God. They thought, I don't have somebody that can defend me. They thought there will be nobody to, oh Lord, fight the battles of my life. But look at verse 3. That's why I love God. He's a silent fighter. He fights silently and give you victory. But he said, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory. Every of your heads that have been blocked, that have been, O Lord, put down in shame, God's glory will lift you up. I'm not talking to everybody this morning. I know everybody is here. But we just have 10 more minutes. Now, listen to this very well, carefully. What will be seen in your life? No, you didn't say it as if you mean it. What? Okay. Now, everybody, what will be seen in the life of the pastor? What will be seen in your life? The louder your glory, the fuller the glory. Somebody shout glory. When the glory of God comes upon your life, it shall be a light in your path this year. Psalm 37 says, that path will shine as brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. Every of your paths that have been, oh Lord, have been issues in life. As the glory of God comes upon your life, the light of God will begin to shine in the name of Jesus. We are going to pray and say, Father, let the glory of God be revealed in my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Please go ahead and pray. Pray, pray, pray.
thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory, you lift my head.
Let your glory come upon my life.
For thou, O
Lord, let your glory come upon my destiny. Let your glory
the
come
glory upon my life,
upon my head, upon my destiny in the name of Jesus.
For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. The glory, you lift my head.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to lift up your right hand and say, Father, I shall go from today. Your glory shall be a light in my life. No more darkness. No more darkness. No more death. No more, oh Lord, defeat. No more drought. No more desolation. Your light, your glory shall be a light unto my path. As I walk, my path will begin to shine and shine unto a perfect day in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to pray and say, Father, the glory of God shall be a defense upon me and my household and the church of God. Yeah, go ahead and pray. Shall be a defense. Shall be a defense against every arrow, against every terrorism, against every evil. Shall be a defense. Shall be a defense. Shall be a defense. Malitele pralaba. The glory of God shall be a defense in my going out, in my coming in the works of my hand. The glory of God shall be a defense unto me and to every member of my family. To the church of God in my hand, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your glory cause me to break forth. Oh yeah, go ahead. Where do you want to break forth to? You break forth to wherever you desire. Let your glory cause me to break forth to the right, to the left. To, oh Lord, let me break forth in, oh Lord, in all ramifications of my destiny. Let me break forth. 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 Let me break forth, oh God. Let me break forth. Let me break forth. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, let your glory bring your fire to surround me 24/7 for the rest of my life. Let your glory surround me with your fire. Let your fire surround me. Let your fire, unquenchable fire, flames of fire, let it surround me 24/7 all the days of my life in the name of Jesus.
Glory of the Lord come down. Hey, let the power of the Lord come down. Hey, let the fire of the Lord from the heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down.
Amen. Look at me. Look at me. Put your two hands upon me.
and say, Father, let your glory be the lifter of this earth. This earth. This earth. Ori e oni gba body. Koni koire. Your head will reject shame. Let the glory of God be the lifter of your head. Let the glory of God. You, is this anointing is for the glory of God to be seen in your life. Everything that have defied prayer, the Bible says by the reason of the anointing oil, yoke shall be destroyed. And I told you, bring your prayer request. Where is your prayer request? Lift it up before God. Lift it up before God. If you have not had, God told us that from first day to the 19th day of February, as we come before Him every day, we lift up our request before Him. In the morning and the evening. When you come this evening, you will still lift it up before they share the grace. You can put it on your phone. You can put it on your iPad so that you won't misplace it. Type it somewhere. For 19 days, something must happen to you. Something must happen to your destiny. Lord, I ask that every request lifted up. Every request that these men and these women have lifted up, even the ones they've not written, Lord, let your glory come upon it in the name of Jesus. Every, oh Lord, defilement to this request by the reason of your light, let your light come and give answers to this request in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let your glory be seen in our life. Let it be revealed in our destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' name we pray.